NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. And the skies of night were alive with light, with a throbbing, thrilling flame. Amber and rose and violet, opal and gold it came. It swept the sky like a giant scythe. It quivered back to a wedge. Argently bright, it cleft the night with a wavy, golden edge. So the poet Robert Service described one of nature's great spectacles, the Northern Lights. For centuries, the Earth's auroras have dazzled viewers with their celestial light show. Even scientists who study them for a living are not immune to this sense of wonder. Robert Pfaff of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center is project scientist for the FAST mission, the Fast Auroral Snapshot Explorer.
Personally, my first aurora, everyone remembers the first aurora. Actually, I was standing in a snowbank in Norway. I was looking at an observatory, and a Norwegian came in, and he said, oh, he said very nonchalantly, there's a very fine aurora going on. I remember running out and standing in a snowbank, not having my coat on, and just watching it for many, many minutes. It was just fascinating, very beautiful.
Scientists have long known what causes auroras. Energetic particles trapped by the Earth's magnetic field make the gases of the upper atmosphere glow in polar regions, where the field extends deep into space. Pfaff likens it to the way a TV tube works, where electrons are fired against a picture screen. In this analogy, the atmosphere is the screen and the auroras are the picture.
It's still a mystery as to how do the electrons get accelerated. We don't know. And we know that there are complex processes involving electrons and ions, electric fields, magnetic fields, and waves, which is very complex. But we're trying to understand, do the electric fields accelerate the electrons, or do the electrons sort of somehow create potential structures that themselves give off waves?
The FAST spacecraft will go directly to the source to try and answer this basic question. Orbiting at an altitude as high as 4,200 kilometers, it will travel through the region where auroras originate. When its computers detect the onset of an auroral event, onboard instruments will begin taking readings of the charged particles, counting them, measuring their direction and velocity, and studying how they change in very rapid timescales. In that way, FAST will give scientists a 3D picture of the heart of the auroral source region. The data will then be compared to information returned by other satellites and instruments on the ground.
We're planning what we call a campaign, which is a two-month period, which will take place this winter when FAST has its apogee in the Northern Hemisphere. And we'll be taking data with ground-based magnetometers and all-sky cameras and ground-based television cameras that will all be imaging and looking at the aurora at the same time. So we'll be able to put the FOCUS FAST data in more of a global context.
FAST is the second in NASA's Small Explorer series of spacecraft, quick, inexpensive missions designed to answer a very focused scientific question. The satellite weighs only 180 kilograms, about 400 pounds, which is light enough to fit on a Pegasus rocket launched from the underside of an airplane. Scientists at the University of California at Berkeley and their colleagues will use the FAST data primarily to improve their understanding of auroral physics. But they'll also learn more about the way charged particles streaming from the sun affect other spacecraft in orbit.
These same energetic particles will really have deleterious effects on all satellites. In fact, it's been shown that various communication satellites, weather satellites, other types of satellites have actually been sort of knocked out of business, so to speak, by large bombardments of energetic particles. So one of the practical applications of FAST is to better understand these energetic particles which create damage to satellites in space.
FAST is scheduled for launch in September. It should continue returning data for many years, probing the mysteries of one of the great wonders of nature. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.